Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her great love story. She did the thinking, he did the cooking. How the Supreme Court Justice and her husband Marty sustained their passionate partnership. She's awfully cute. That's what Martin Ginsburg thought when he met his fellow Cornell student Ruth Bader on a blind date in 1950. Soon he noticed something else. He thought, she's awfully smart, says their son James Ginsburg, who's now 53. He was smitten pretty quickly. Ruth, who was 17, was dating another man at the time, but Marty, who was 18, stood out. Mom said Dad was the only boy who dated her, James says, who cared that she had a brain. That brain, of course, would take her all the way to the Supreme Court, where she was confirmed in 1993. But while the world knows about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the 85-year-old brilliant legal mind and senior liberal voice on the court, not to mention a pop culture icon whose answers to notorious RBG, the story of the grand love affair between Ruth and Marty, who were married for 56 years until his death from cancer in 2010, hasn't been publicly told until now. In both this year's hit documentary RBG and the new feature film On the Basis of Sex, written by Ginsburg's nephew Daniel Stipelman and starring Armie Hammer and Felicity Jones, the couple's devotion takes center stage. Marty loved her madly, says Arthur Miller, a professor who attended Harvard Law School with the pair. As Ruth became an expert in gender discrimination law, she and Marty were a living example of what equality of the sexes was all about. I did the cooking and she did the thinking, Marty often joked. But as Ruth saw it, without him, I would not have gained a seat on the Supreme Court. The tests to the couple's love came early and often. In 1955, when they were newlyweds and still in law school, Marty got testicular cancer and was given a 5% chance of living. While he underwent radiation and slept much of the time, Ruth organized his friends to take class notes, typed them up, and cared for their infant daughter, Jane. He'd get up around midnight and eat whatever food I'd cooked for him, and not very well, Ruth recently said. I would go back to my own work at about 2. Marty survived and landed a job as a tax attorney. Ruth, graduating the next year at the top of her class, was unable to find work at a law firm. We hired a woman last year. We don't really need you, was one response she was given.